Our next guest normally joins us in the studio. I'm not feeling a lot of love this week. Garth Wiley, you're doing it remotely with us. What's going on? You don't love us anymore.
I'm coming to you from on location today, as we say in the movie business.
What, on location from work?
Yeah, that's right. Look, hey, it's Hollywood in Katara. What can I say?
Well, you've had a staff meeting. Have you been reprimanding people all over the place today?
No, we've been rewarding people today and thanking them for their hard work and efforts that they put in it. It's always a positive life around the cinema.
My reward must be coming soon, maybe next week when you're here, maybe?
Some
maybe not.
Free movie tickets, maybe. What do you reckon?
Okay, fair enough. Mate, speaking of movies, got a couple of doozies this week. Wonder Woman, I've got to say this movie looks pretty good for all the right reasons.
We're hearing, plenty of great things about this film. Obviously it's been really well received in the States. We've had some great reviews for it. It's a niche audience coming from the comic book part of the world. But I think this is a film that will appeal to a great variety of people. Everyone knows the story of Wonder Woman, and the lady that they've got playing the character, Gal Gadot, she's absolutely gorgeous. And you partner her with Chris Pine in this film and Robin Wright as well. You've got a quality lineup of actors on the film and a great story to boot.
It does look pretty good. Let's have a listen.
If no one else will defend the world, then I must.
I am Diana of Themyscira, daughter of Hippolyta.
In the name of all that is good,
your wrath upon this world is over.
That's Wonder Woman, Garth. We'll look forward to that. Now, as Hollywood seems to do year in, year out, they love their remakes, and we've rehashed Baywatch. What can you tell us here?
Hollywood likes to take a popular TV series these days and bring it to the big screen. And, they've certainly done that with this particular film. Baywatch is one of those films that you may have watched as, growing up. This is a more... it's true to form in terms of how the television series ran, but, it's very satirical. It's very crude and rude, but, a comedic feat at that. And, partner Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, with Zac Efron and Alexandra Daddario, you've got some great talent on screen, and you'll certainly leave the cinema laughing.
And also some appearances from The Hoff and Pammy Anderson as well, I believe.
Well, look, you couldn't go without a cameo from those guys, a little bit of an homage to the previous TV series. This one's a lot of fun, but I do caution people that it is quite crude and rude. So take a look at the trailer before you come out and see it. You will have a fun time, though.
Yeah, let's have a listen without the crude and rude.
Drugs, murder, dead body on our beach. We're going to have to do what Baywatch does best. The truth is, one of you will probably die.
Yeah. What? No.
No, we don't like the sound of that, Garth, but the movie does sound pretty good.
Look, it's going to be a whole heap of fun, and I think for those that do come out, it's going to be a ride. It's going to be action-packed the whole way through it. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun.
Sounds very good, Garth. On location at Katara this morning. We'll catch you next week, mate.
Thanks for having me. See you next week.
Yeah, we love him. We do. Your chance to go to the movies for free, 49216216. First caller through that can tell us the name of the film that we previewed this week where Pamela Anderson is making a cameo. There you go. Hard-hitting questions this morning on 2NURFM 103.7.